And we're here with John Warden of Champion Services on Pomona Mornings, this Monday edition, and it is rainy, but not hail. We did have a little bit of hail, some reports of some hail in York County last week, and here with us is John Warden to talk about that. And John, fortunately for you, your business is called. A lot of businesses are called when it comes to these hailstorms because people want to see what the damage is and how they can get it fixed, get it corrected. And we had some hail last week.
We did. Thursday evening, it's pretty sizable hail, between an inch and a quarter. As we were just discussing in the office here, we have a lot of opportunity through services that indicate and let us know the actual size of the hail, outside of just walking outside and needing a hard hat, you know.
Well, what size, or that size of hail, what kind of damage can that size hail do, John?
It depends on the density, but when you get to an inch and a quarter, which we had fall again Thursday evening in certain parts of York County, Gaston County, that sort of area, but it can do significant damage. We're talking about, even if you've just recently had some replacement on a roof, it can still damage that. You know, any soft metals, awnings, siding, dents in your car, unfortunately, it plants, shrubs, it'll shred them. But that hail that came the other day was quite a surprise. It was just a storm that popped and came a little different, came from the Gastonia area coming down. And we've noted, and I have seen some of the damage personally, and it's significant again. Here we are again, unfortunately.
Yeah, last year, of course, in April, we had the micro burst, whatever they were calling it, the National Weather Service. I remember covering that thing daily. There was stuff coming out from that storm.
Weeks.
Weeks. Yeah, absolutely. Dealing with insurance claims and, you know, what York County, City of Rock Hill was trying to do.
We're still hearing about it, actually.
Yeah. So as it pertains to this, your next day after a hailstorm like that is what? What is your next day like?
The first thing I would do is survey it. I would take my time. The next day that you're probably going to incorporate, if you're one of the homes in the areas where the mapping is showing where significant damage is, unfortunately, you're going to be back to getting the door knockers, and you're going to see the street signs, and everybody's a local professional. And you know, from the April storm of 24, we're still in the process of working through some of the calamity because of that. And I don't mean calamity for the homeowner, just for some of the contractors that have come in and showed up representing themselves as local people. And first thing I'd do is relax, breathe. There is a tremendous amount, not just us at Champion, which has been here a long time, there's a tremendous amount of local contractors that can give you an accurate assessment of whether you have and whether you don't. And so it really, breathe, kind of survey it, and then before you call the insurance company, honestly, get an assessment on whether or not you even need to.
You told me to reveal this. I don't think I've said this story on air. I've told it to numerous people off air, but those hailstorms in April, I didn't meet the business. He dropped his business card off. I don't even remember the name of the business, but I remember vividly on the business card, it said serving all of Southwest Georgia. I just remember vividly reading that, and buddy, you're a long way from Southwest Georgia. So you have these storm chasers, and something I've always appreciated about you. I remember when we first kind of came in contact, started doing business, you came on Straight Talk and talked about how these businesses, you know, whether right or wrong in their own way, unfortunately, they have caused some troubles and problems and maybe taken on a little too much work, whereas you, the local guys, have a local customer base and are trustworthy, and you've had to come across some of those kind of cleaning up the mess, as it were. You said a little bit of that off air.
Yeah, unfortunately, even from April from last year, we're still in the process of that.
Wow.
You see a lot of incidents when you don't have a local feed. If they don't intend to be around here to look after it, chances are the quality of the work and not just everything they say. We won't call them unscrupulous. Let's just say that when you're not here to be responsible for it, you can get away with a lot of different things and promise a lot of things and longer term warranties. And all of a sudden, 6 months later, they're up and moved or they're not here. But again, we run across a lot of that. And it's already the next morning after Thursday, Friday morning, there's signs again popping up everywhere from people that aren't from this area. And so that's the first thing I do is given, you know, my dad used to say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So to eliminate that kind of process, stop, think, don't get in a hurry, don't panic. chances are the hail's not going to cause you a leaking issue. It has damage. It has shortened the life. There's different procedures for different insurance companies and what they do and how they manage what they determine to be a full replacement or partial replacement. And again, we encourage you, you know, sure, again, there's a lot of locals. Give us a call. We'll step into the process of helping you work through it. But the main thing is just be very careful of selection.
Well, of course, we are speaking with John Warden, who is the owner of Champion Services, and you are the local. You are a local guy, and chances are, like what you just said, if you go with one of these people who might be knocking at your door right after the storm is over, you're going to have to end up with you anyway. So, right?
Well, we've seen that happen, unfortunately. We've seen some situations where deposits were taken or unscrewed or just bad work.
Yeah.
Stuff then, and then when you start getting the kind of rains like we're having today, you know, it starts to reveal a good roof system and a good work ethic or a good quality of job isn't just the first couple of rains after you get done. In terms of speaking of roofing, it really speaks to anything else. It's the how well it's going to hold up, you know. And that has to do, again, with the idea of being local. You take a little more care. And again, I live in this community. These are my friends. I don't make customers. I make friends. That's kind of what we do.
You're working on somebody's home, and to a certain extent, it has to be relationship-based. And I love what you said about these folks that are either outside the state, outside of the Tri-County. Chances are they're not going to be responsible enough to keep checking on your home, whereas somebody local is, like yourself.
Yeah, and one of the best things they love to tell you is, we're going to get you a free roof. Well, folks, let me assure you, you've been paying insurance for a long time. If your roof's damaged, your insurance company will step up. We'll do the things that are right, the correct things to get you whole again. That's their job. That's what they will do. No one from knocking on your door is going to process the insurance claim for you and get you what you don't already have coming. Don't be fooled by that. That's the greatest thing in the world. We're going to take care of this and take care of that. And be really careful for what they'll try to get you involved with, covering deductibles and things like that. That's not allowable. In fact, that's illegal.
What can people call you for at Champion Services aside from hail damage?
Well, just about anything on the house, to be honest, Ashley. Roof, siding, windows, gutter, interior remodels. We have specialists in every end of it. So from if you've got a room needs painted, if you've got flooring that needs done, HVAC, we can landscaping work. We have divisions of it. There's 17 different ways we can come at you, and yet they're specialists in every field. It's not like you're getting a jack of all trades.
And again, finishing up with John Warden of Champion Services, you kind of ran through it pretty quickly, but your advice when we have one of these hailstorms that kind of pop up, what's your advice to people the day after, morning after?
I would get out and survey visually yourself. Look around to see what you're seeing. If you feel and you've noticed, obviously if you were at home at the time of the hailstorm, just set up an appointment. Call the offices and get someone out that can give you a proper assessment. Do not pin on somebody who's going to give you a free inspection, stopping by your house. Again, their motivation is not whether or not they put a false claim in with the insurance company. Their motivation is that's how they make their living. That's their business plan. Ours is, yes, we make a living doing the construction or reconsiderations and to bring your house back into whole. But what we do want to do is also make sure that you don't have any undue claims that aren't necessary. First things, Tyler, is just let us come out and assess it.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. John Warden with Champion Services.